This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, I'm very attracted to Aladdin and Jasmine.
You just keep saying all the Aladdin characters.
All the Aladdin
Raja.
The genie.
Sultan.
The Sultan for sure. I love all the little mice in... Cinderella?
Gus?
Are you into Gus? Gus? I feel like Beef is a combo of the Sultan and Gus Gus.
Yeah.
100%. What about you guys? Are you guys attracted to any?
Nope.
That's weird.
Yeah. Why would we do that? Yeah.
Today's a pretty important day. It's actually a very exciting day because some background is that Seb, he takes one vacation day a year, and it's today. And since the rest of you all treat every day like it's vacation, Seb's one day off is a big vacation and a big deal to all of you. So we also do this thing to start every episode that this is episode 6. I've never gotten it right once. All right, quiet on set. Lights, camera, rolling. And we're
going. Dice.
Up again.
Why did you talk?
What were you doing?
Yeah, okay. You fucked this up bad this time.
I know.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Okay, I need 30 whiskey, 30, where are the mice?
I'm so excited for my day with Seb. Oh. Hey, you guys, come here, look.
Put on an apron and put some sawdust onto that vomit. All right? Things are going crazy already, and it is 7:45 a.m.
I thought he was not supposed to be
Jennifer,
here.
And you can treat me with some respect when you bark orders.
I am so sorry. I'm just at my wit's end. I respect what you do. I believe what you're doing is so good. Like Queen Rat, Jennifer, you're amazing in so many ways.
Save it.
And she goes and starts doing
Way
what you
to
asked.
Go, Seb. Now she's gonna shit in our food.
Beef. I don't want to hear it right now. All I was asking for were some steel-cut oats, all right? I just need some steel-cut oats for all the elderly people that keep on asking me for it in here.
My man, Seb.
What?
Why are you here?
What?
Why are you here? I thought...
Yeah, man.
Today's your day off. I thought you were going to go about the town.
We thought we were all going to have time with you. You promised. Seb, you promised.
No, I mean, I was expecting to, but we don't usually have this many people in here, okay? So, like, I don't know. I just woke up. I put on my board shorts.
Seb, this is... Okay, so I've never... This is my first time experiencing one of your days off. They sound legendary. Everybody gets to pick an activity to do with you. It sounds like the best day ever. It's everyone's favorite day of the year. It's practically a holiday. And are you telling me I'm missing out on that? Seb, come on.
I'm sorry.
Seb, you know that sucks.
You're telling me I don't get to play Is This Shit or Is This Piss with my best guy?
It'll happen another day, and it's a really simple game, all right?
I'm pissed, and I'm not talking piss and shit. I'm pissed.
I just think we could refine the rules a little bit. Maybe a blindfold or something. I think you can just really see the differences between those two things very easily.
Great. You made Beef cry.
Oh, no.
I just like playing the game with you because it's so fun.
Oh, and when Beef cries, Beef breaks things. Oh, no.
Oh, my steel cut oats. You smashed my steel cut oats.
And we'll get you another bowl with extra, extra berries. And can I just say something? You have three nice teeth.
I have five, but three of them are nice. I agree.
That is awesome. I would love to engage with you further, but I got other tables.
Maybe this episode could be about me.
No.
No.
Anyways,
you guys are crestfallen and looking very sad, but it's so much sadder because you dressed in your best vacation clothes. So I'd love to know just what the three of you are wearing in preparation for your vacation.
So you know how I typically wear my necklace that says wet on it?
Yeah.
Well, once a year I take out my other necklace that says wet and wild and I have it on.
And that's the only difference?
And that's the only difference.
Chalice is wearing a sweater that she knit in preparation for this that says, I need a vacation from my vacation on it.
And Chip is trying to get recognized, so he's wearing his classic scarf, but he's ready to get wet and wild, so he's only wearing a little bikini, like bikini bottoms, and his famed scarf.
Perfect. And you know, you can tell Seb's, he's not giving in on not taking the day off. But you guys still feel like pleading. I want to hear what you were supposed to do with Seb.
Listen, man, we were supposed to go around town playing is this shit or is this piss? And then you said you were going to take me for ice cream. One scoop. I can't believe you're doing this to me, man.
And Seb? Oh, God. After we were going to play piss or shit, we were supposed to play whose shit is this, where we identify which local townsperson the shit that we found is and belongs to.
And Seb,
you
said that we're going to finally paint that mural in my room because you're such a beautiful artist. You said yeah. We would take the day to do it. And I got really excited. I bought all the paint and I just thought you and I would connect. And please take the day off, Sam. Please.
We can stay up. I can just like not sleep. I want to. Trust me. I want to.
And Seb, you promised me that we go see the cheesemonger that lives on two streets over and that I would get to eat the cheese and then I would see colors in my head.
Queen Rat. It killed me to say this.
The name's Jennifer.
Jennifer, Queen Rat. It kills me to say this, but where the fuck are those steel cut oats? All right.
Where are they? They're so heavy.
Get a friend. You have 20 buds back there, all right? Just churning out steel cut oats.
You don't pay us enough.
I don't pay you anything.
Exactly. All right, I'm going.
I'm sorry. No, Jennifer, I'm mad because of other stuff. Ugh, I can't close business when there's people waiting for our business. So we'll find a date in about 9 months, maybe just a half day. What I have to say is I can't do it today. All right.
Well, you know what, Seb? Let's just not even count this as a day. Okay. We're just not even going to count this as a day. We're going to be sad. We're going to pout. I'm going to pout. And I'm going to go like freaking, I don't know, just like go downstairs and smoke a J or something because you really killed the day.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just couldn't help but overhear. Were you all looking for someone to help you live your lives?
I guess.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my gosh.
I guess you're
actually, wait, you just turned around in a stool and that was magical.
Her hair, it's so long.
It's so long.
Don't touch it, though. It's not my wash day, so it's just like an oil slick over here.
Wow. Like a slide. I love it even more.
Okay, there's a lot of candles in here, so just watch out. Because you're oiling your hair. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. I'd probably just burst right up into flames. All that being said, I was just planning on day drinking until I was escorted back to my house, but I would much rather accompany you find strangers on the days of your choosings.
Okay, great. Seb, you can work all day. This beautiful stranger with the longest hair I've ever seen can do all of our activities with us.
What? She reminds me of my mom, and my mom was a pig.
Beef means that as a compliment. Beef has a very, very beautiful pig mother.
I should introduce myself first. My name is L'Organ LaRue. That's L apostrophe Organ LaRue. You've already noticed my beautiful long black hair that is the color and texture of oil. And I don't mean to scare you, so I'll just give you a little warning. When I hop off this bar stool, I'm no more than 2.5 feet tall. But don't let that fool you. I've got a big personality.
I think I'm meeting the love of my life. I think I'm meeting the love of my life.
Beef, you don't say. She's my new best friend, so maybe just relax.
Also, Beef, maybe not say that right to her face.
Yeah, you're an earshot. Beef, you're gonna blow it for us.
I'm gonna blow it somewhere else too.
Glass houses, buddy. You're literally batting your eyelashes at her.
Can everybody see this drool all over my mouth?
Yes.
Okay, it's down. What's up, L'Organ? I'm Chip. But you probably know who I am.
Well, I've been overhearing your conversation for a few minutes, if that's what you mean, but no, I've never heard of you in my life.
Yeah. I'm Chip, you know, like from the story about the guy, he like got swallowed by a dragon and then he like cut his way out, and that's like I kind of did that thing.
Oh, you know what? I don't read, so.
Oh, okay. It's kind of word of mouth, but that's, yeah, I'm Chip. And, yeah.
Chip,
it's
you're
nice
gonna
to make
step your acquaintance. Back on this one.
Ow.
I don't know if you know me, but my name's Beef. Just Beef.
And, Beef unbuttoned another button on his shirt.
And I'm gonna get wet and wild today.
Beef, you're going to want to step back on this one. My name's Jennifer. I'm a rat. And I forgot what else I was going to say, but you're awesome.
Oh my gosh. Well, my stars, you guys are the friendliest people I ever have met.
Miss LaRue, ignore my friends. They are embarrassing people who I don't stand by in this moment. I just wanted to say that you seem so cool. And if you ever want to hang out or like go to a concert or I don't know, something that's like not lame, just totally cool. Like, I don't even care. Like, we could go anywhere. Like, we can go shopping. I can buy you like a bunch of like different food that is so good. And like, we can just like make a day of it. Or,
oh my gosh, I love food.
Oh my god, me too.
Oh my god, me too.
Yeah, no, me too. Yeah, also me.
Chip,
that's
you famously
crazy.
Don't even care about food, so
that's crazy that we all love food, but mostly me and L'Organ.
Do you like cheese?
Jennifer, who is stirring the pot right now? Okay, I'm sorry to be this guy.
Okay,
but like,
I'm going.
Yeah, who is starting all those rumors in the kitchen that that cause all the rats to work faster?
All right, you are my rumor mill, so get back in there.
Okay, I'm working. Also, I heard that Chalice farts in her sleep.
What the fuck, Jennifer?
Save it for the kitchen.
Oh, Chalice, right, that's completely true. Normal.
Yeah, that is
They're
true.
They're stinky, too.
It's true,
They're
and it's
huge,
loud.
Loud and stinky.
Yeah, it is normal. Me and my new friend are normal.
Yeah, so we're going to see like a montage of the amazing L'Organ having one-on-one hangouts with the three of you.
Miss LaRue, come with me. I have so much to show you. Grab my hand. It's like we're twins.
It is like we're twins. Can I just say that I had a feeling we were separated in the womb when I first met you?
Oh my god, he likes me. You guys, don't we look alike?
Oh, you can't say a thing like that. You're absolutely beautiful.
I'm gonna cry. Come here. Come see my room. I want to show you my room.
Okay, I love rooms. Let me see. And Chalice, like, it's like her first friend she's ever had over from school, that sort of vibe. She just goes around her room and just sort of gives her like a little tour. Yeah, so anyway, I was a princess, ran away because I didn't want to get married. And now I live here with all these guys and they're so lame. But they're fun. They're cool. They're like my brothers. They take pretty good care of me. You're going to love them, but not as much as you love me. Do you want to just like paint this mural with me? I bet you're really good at art.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was going to say, I bet you're really good at art based on all the colors you have in your room. So inspiring.
Yeah, I can't. Oh my God. I love this. So let's just like play like gab and play games while we paint, maybe.
That's such a good idea. Do you know the game, Truth or Dare?
I've never played Truth or Dare, but I hear it's very fun.
Oh my gosh. And it's so fun to do with art.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'll go first. Truth or Dare?
Truth, because I want you to know who I am.
Oh my gosh, Miss LaRue. I guess my big first question is, if you had to be a cow or a horse for the rest of your life, which would you choose to be?
Oh my gosh, that is such a beautiful and intelligent question. I'd choose horse because there's a smaller chance of me being pursued for meat for feasting, and I'm super fast.
Oh my God. I can't even begin to go into how much I love that answer. I knew it. I figured you were a horse. I was like, she's going to be a horse. I love that. I love that.
Right? Okay. Well, permission to paint a horse, miss.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm Chalice, by the way, again, Princess Chalice. You may be heard of me. No big deal if you haven't.
Oh my gosh. Again, I haven't read, but you seem like someone who I should know. So 1,000 pardons on my behalf.
No, you're perfect.
No, you're my perfect.
Turn. My turn. My turn. Okay.
Okay. Truth or dare?
I'm going to go with truth because I want you to know who I am.
Oh my gosh. That is like we're twins. Do you remember I just said that?
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so weird.
That is crazy because I just said that.
I'm so
crazy. Okay, truth. Truth. Do you think this horse I just painted so quickly is beautiful by itself, or should it be a unicorn?
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so beautiful. This is.
Yeah, I have super fast fingers.
Wow. Yeah, this is really lovely. I really appreciate it. I used to grow up with really nice, beautiful things around me, and this room just smells like beef's farts because they travel. So just to have it feel a little bit more like home, be a little nice, it really helps. I really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, of course. And Chalice, if I may, you are clearly a unicorn.
What?
And I don't even mean that from like there's a sword coming out of your head. I just mean like you're like the most magic and precious thing I've ever seen. I don't mean to be awkward. Does that even make sense? I'm so random.
No, that makes sense. That's just the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I wasn't really allowed to have friends growing up. Kind of.
You weren't allowed to have friends?
No. When you're a princess, they don't want you getting any ideas about anything.
How fast you can run?
Yeah, how fast. Yeah, how fast you can run. Because if you know you can run fast, then it's game over for everybody.
Yeah. And that's so much of what friendship is about.
Yeah. And I don't know. It feels really nice to finally meet a female friend. And the second I saw how long your hair was compared to your body, I was like, that's her. That's my new best friend.
Oh my gosh, Chalice, the feeling is mutual, babe. And I don't mean to be hyperbolic, but believe me when I tell you that we're going to be best friends forever.
What? This is the best Seb's day off ever. Seb is like, oh, yes. These days rule. This is amazing. Can I just like start telling you some of my secrets?
Oh my gosh, I would love nothing more.
Sometimes I have a dream, a nightmare really, that I'm a piece of toast and various people eat me. And that's one of my biggest nightmares. Another secret I have is I have a kind of a small crush on one of the guys I work with, but I don't think I'll ever tell him. So it's just like kind of a hard thing to navigate. And I just, ah, I feel knock, so good to say knock. That line.
It's not him.
It's not him. It's not him. That's not the one.
Oh my God. Well, it'd be hard not to. So hey, I'm glad you clarified. Oh, hi. Hi, wet beef.
Hey. Beef, you have another button unbuttoned.
I was just wondering if I could maybe steal our special guest away. I have a little treat for you, Oregon.
Yeah, you should take a break from painting. I will. I'll clean up all the paint. I'll see you soon, though. I bet. Beef, don't weird her out. Okay, she's my new best friend. She already told me.
Okay, great. And Chalice, don't forget to paint on that horn because remember what we said.
I'm a unicorn.
Yeah, you are a unicorn.
Beef. Beef. It took me 7 weeks to get your last fart smell out. This is so mean.
Come on, Lorgan.
Oh my gosh, you're pronouncing it correctly. That really means a lot.
Hey. So, Beef, where do you take Lorgan?
I want to take Lorgan all the way down to the basement.
Okay.
And to the corner of the basement where I like to take sleep. I've set scarier. Up some candles down there. And I'm bringing her down. I don't normally get nervous, but I just want to show you my vulnerable spot.
Oh my gosh.
That's the hay that I sleep on sometimes.
Beef, this is extraordinary.
Thanks. That's a rock that I like to talk to sometimes. I'm pretty sure my dad's spirit is inside that rock. I don't have any proof. No one believes
just
me.
Just a strong feeling?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
was your dad a really good listener?
What?
Well, I don't know. I guess I would think if I was talking to a rock is probably the best listener I can think of. Never interrupts, never changes the subject to talk about itself. It just takes it.
He was the best listener. I actually didn't really know my real parents.
Oh.
I was raised by pigs.
So, this rock reminds you of the pig, the male pig who raised you?
Hey, do you have a favorite song?
And they named you Beef.
Yeah, it's kind of a silly thing they did to me to tell me that I wasn't a part of the group.
Right, in case you were confused because of your... Got it.
Yeah, you know how like Tarzan's name isn't Monkey.
Right, but monkeys' names are traditionally Monkey.
Sure. What's your favorite song?
Oh, probably Julia by the Beatles.
Okay. Hey. I set up kind of something a little special. And then a little frog jumps up by this little window and I poke it and he starts mm-hmm. to sing the song.
Oh, you must have been a Julia baby.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
And right now, a mouse comes out of a tipped over sty and goes, I'm doing just harmonies.
Do you want to dance?
I would love to dance. Mouse and frog music is my favorite kind of music. Doesn't matter what they play, it always sounds a little bit better.
La-da-da-wap,
jubilee-up.
And you expect Beef to go up to her and start, like, grab her and dance, but he actually turns around and faces the wall. This is how we dance.
Who's we?
The pigs. We actually kind of self-conscious about dancing, so we all turn away from each other.
Oh my gosh.
Do you mind?
No, I'd be honored to take part in your traditions.
I already have this wall, you could stand over there.
I'll go way over there. It's a little wet looking, but
yeah, that could be shit or piss. Don't know.
Oh
yet.
My gosh, I love that game. Can I just say it's so hard? I never get all the way up to Sunday. you know, each day gets progressively harder. Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday, I'm pretty good at. But by Thursday, it's really like, I don't know. Is it shit or piss?
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right.
That's the perfect joke. She did it.
I think I.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hi, Chip.
Yeah,
we
what's
were just
up?
Playing. Well,
oh, you know
never mind.
Me? You actually, oh, you know me. I'm Chip. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You introduced yourself earlier today, but I've heard I should know you.
Is that why you know me? Oh, okay. Well.
Listen, man, what are you doing here?
I'm kind of doing a, like a bachelorette style pulling.
That's what like, I did earlier.
Oh, did you do that earlier? Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Yeah, well, you guys have both had a ton of time with her. Have you even talked to her at all yet?
Oh,
give
my
a
God.
Chance.
Jennifer, if you don't stop bothering us, I'm going to take the staff and control you again. Is that
that's
what you want?
That's seriously f***ed up. I'm out of here.
Roommate dynamics are so specific.
Yeah, that's not a roommate. That's just a little rat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be sensitive to people's cultures.
I think that's respectful. Yeah. That's cool. Do you want to get out of here?
Oh, sure. If that's all right with you, Beef.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll clean up.
if you just play some music, Beef will dance at the wall for hours and he won't even know.
Oh, okay. Hey, little frog.
Well, you must have been a beautiful Julia.
There he goes, singing the Beatles song.
I can't stop dancing.
All right, let's sneak out of here.
Okay, so, Chip, where are you taking Lorgan?
Lorgan, so there's this, it's just like this stupid thing that Seb and I always do on Seb's day where we, I don't know if you know the game Fruit Ninja, but like we do Fruit Ninja and he like kind of wingmans me.
Oh my gosh, I'm learning so many new games today. I don't know Fruit Ninja, but it sounds scary.
Yeah, we kind of just throw fruit at each other and then like chop it with a big sword.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just call it something different where I'm from.
Oh, what do you guys call it?
Juicy Fruit Attack.
Juicy Fruit Attack. That's so good. Oh
yeah,
my God,
but
that's so good.
People usually die at the end. Yours sounds much more pleasant.
Oh no, ours is purely to show off and to, you know, like try and pick up ladies or whatever you're into.
We're not allowed to use weapons. This is where people throw watermelons at your head until you die for punishment.
Yeah, no, this isn't that. This isn't that. Yeah, this is fun.
Oh, okay. I love fun games.
Yeah, because I'm trying to like, you know, there's this, it's stupid. I don't even want to, maybe I shouldn't even get into it.
Oh, no, you can tell me anything. This is a judgment-free zone.
There's kind of just this girl that I have a crush on that I feel like I shouldn't get into it with her because she kind of lives with us and and so I'm trying to like find somebody else that I'm interested in, like move on, you know. It's just been
totally
tough.
Oh, that's so hard.
Yeah.
And especially since you know the saying, you shouldn't is that shit or piss where you eat.
Mm-hmm. You should not is that shit or piss where you eat. And I'm trying not to is that shit or piss where I eat, but it's so hard when you see this person who I'm not going to even say who it is, but when you see this person like every single day, you just like, you want to piss or shit, you know?
Of course. Who wouldn't? That's the feeling of love.
Wait, what?
Well, the feeling of love, as far as I've experienced it, is sort of a total loss of bowel control. It's like there's a higher power that's manipulating each of your organs, including the large and small intestines. It makes total sense that you'd feel like shit or piss.
Dang. Okay, now I definitely got to try and move on from this person because that sounds miserable. Okay, I'm not somebody that wants to be in love ever. Okay, I'm kind of a little bachelor guy that's trying to, you know, get around town, if you know what I mean.
Well, how's that going?
Dang. Yeah, no. I guess nobody's really ever asked me that.
Yeah, kind of a hard-hitting question.
Yeah, it kind of hit me real deep. I have some good nights that I remember, and a lot of lonely nights where I'm looking at Seb. He sleeps in the same room as me. That's what I'm saying. Kind of like just like look at Seb, and I want him to like, you know, ask these questions that you and I kind of got into really quickly before even Bart started playing the game, which isn't really the rules, but that's okay. Yeah, and I kind of just sit there lonely and hoping that he gets into this stuff with me. So I guess thank you.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
What's your deepest, darkest problem?
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Do you mind if I steal Oregon for a minute?
Oh, hi, Jennifer. I didn't even see you down there.
Yeah,
it's not Jennifer, just so you know. She's not the one I have the crush on, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm sorry we didn't even get to the game, but just, I guess, thank you.
That's okay. I think we got to the point.
Yeah, I think we got to the point, too.
Yeah, I think we all got to the point.
Okay, Jennifer, let's you and I head out of here. Good luck, Chip.
Thank you.
While Lorgan's off with Jennifer, hopefully getting her some cheese, a big cheese wheel,
hopefully.
You guys all converge and bust into the office of Seb. You don't know that you're all going to get there at the same time. And let's say that this actually takes place just at the main bar where Seb is doing some paperwork.
Jennifer, why did you tell customers with every beer comes a piece of advice, all right? I don't have...
Seb!
Morgan is the best ever.
I'm in friend love.
Hey.
Seb, I'm going to need time off tonight.
I've got plans.
I'm running out of advice. I've told someone it's hard to fly like an eagle when you run with the turkeys six times because I don't know any other advice right now, all right?
Seth.
I thought it was great advice.
That's awesome, but I'm getting tired of saying it. Why do you guys all need time off?
Seb, I made matching outfits for me and Miss LaRue. We are best friends, and we're going to hit the town tonight. Get a little drunk, make a lot of memories. I cannot wait. Please give me the night off.
Yeah, here's the thing. So, yeah, Chalice is not going to need the night off because actually me and Lorgan we're going to hit the town and she's going to kind of help me move on from this crush that I have.
What? Ew, what? You crush?
No, yeah, dude, I freaking crush and I crush hard. Yeah, but she's going to help me move on and find somebody else to keep my mind off of other things.
This kind of sounds like something you try to talk to me about at nighttime when I'm trying to sleep, so I don't even want to get into it. So maybe we don't talk about that. Okay, beef. All right, beef, my freaking ace in the hole. You're not trying to get tonight off, right?
I need tonight off because I'm about to propose to the woman of my life.
I need you in the docks tonight, all right? With a little broom, all right? They're clogged to shit. What do you mean?
Beef has slicked back his hair and is wearing his finest clothes. Beef, what are you talking about?
I don't know, guys. I've never felt this way before. My heart is in my butt and my butt is in my feet. And that's not normal.
I've never seen so many buttons buttoned on Beef. Look, he's all the way up to the tip top.
It looks weird. You guys, I don't mean to like rain on your parade, but Miss LaRue is my best friend and she can't also be your rebound from something or your fiance. It's just not
going to- What the hell happened today? You guys just forget about me? Nobody wants to hang out with me? Huh?
Everybody I want to hang out with Morgan.
I need her to wingman me. I need somebody to love.
Hey, everybody.
Lorgan!
Yay!
Lorgan!
Yay! Yay! Oh, it's so good to see all of you.
Even better to smell you.
Oh, Beef, that's so specific. Hey, Seb, can I grab you for a second?
What? Yeah, for like literally just like 1 second. I can.
Well, it's hard to let someone hang out with you if you only give them 1 second, don't you think?
Okay, fine. Yeah, we can do this. All right, let's go. Beef, you cover the bar. Chip, you cover Beef. Chalice, you cover Chip. Between the three of you, just cover the bar, please.
This blows.
What was the Eagles thing, just in case we need it?
It's hard to fly like an eagle when you run with the turkeys. So I think just kind of surround yourself with the company that really helps you to excel. I don't know. I read it on a cart.
Oh my gosh, that's the most beautiful advice I've ever heard. That was actually etched on my grandmother's gravestone. She loved turkeys.
That's maybe where I learned it. I go for walks in graveyards sometimes, so... Hey, can I show you where I punch a side of beef?
Where you punch a side of beef?
Not like my friend beef, but like an actual, we have like a big meat side of beef, and I punch that when I get frustrated.
Oh, yes, I'd love to see your special spot.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It kind of smells bad, but I try to replace the side of beef every couple of days. I'm talking about the beef too much. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
No, that's quite all right. It sounds like it's really important to you.
Yeah, it is important because, like, I need to exercise. Like, I'm not getting any younger.
Yes.
Sometimes, like, I really wish that I had insurance so I could just burn this place to the ground. Is that insane?
Oh, no, of course not. That's just not where I expected the sentence to go. But yeah, that's a really good reason to want insurance.
Yeah, sorry. My sentences are all over the place. I just have so many things kind of just ricocheting around in my old noggin as I...
That makes a lot of sense. If your brain works as quickly as yours does, it must be really hard to even speak.
Well, thank you. I mean, what about your brain, though? I feel like you're complimenting me all the time. Like, what do you like to do, huh? Sorry about that. Okay, yeah, you like that. Okay, good.
Can Chalice, Chip, and Beef can have their ears up to the door?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And I will say, because you guys have been listening, and you can see what Lorgan's like when she's talking to someone else that's not you, it makes you go like, for a second, was she being real with me? So let's just have everybody roll perception.
16 for old Chip.
So Chip, you realize Lorgan might not be who they say they are.
Mm.
And we'll just continue the scene with Lorgan and Seb in the office.
Okay, this is going to sound weird, but do you want to see where I keep all of my money in like assorted jewels?
Yeah, I guess anything that feels important to you, I'd love to see it.
I just never get to share this with people. And you're just like so like nice. And like, I don't know. I just feel like I can like really, I feel comfortable to share this thing. So this is the safe. Don't tell anyone.
At that exact moment, a dart hits your neck and Seb is immediately unconscious.
Shit, piss.
What did you want to try to do, Chip?
I mean, right as he was saying that, I was about to kick down the door.
Okay, it is locked. So you can roll to see if you're strong enough to kick it down.
Damn. Yeah, I did roll a nat 20.
Oh, okay.
Plus 5, 25.
Oh, okay. Shit.
This changes things. So as soon as you kick down the door, the hinges like come exploding off, and then there's dust. And then on the ground, once the dust clears, you guys have all, I assume you all run in.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just Seb, who's now unconscious with a dart in his neck. And then there's no sign of Lorgan right now. Okay. So did you guys roll for perception?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
What? And so I know that Chip rolled a goose egg.
I got an 18.
And I rolled 15.
Just Chalice, you see Lorgan trying to slip out the door opening that Chip just kicked down. And you see that Seb is unconscious on the ground.
Hey! Bestie, where are you going?
You stupid girl, you will never catch me.
Oh, she's French.
My gosh, she's hot. She's a phony French person. She's phony as F.
She's got the coolest accent. Hey, did you forget your dart in Seb?
Oh my God, Seb, I didn't even notice.
Chalice, you stupid idiot! I am here to murder him!
What?
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors, or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
What? Yes, I am here from Maldow. You will never catch me.
You wanted to murder him?
So wasn't even about the jewels or anything?
What? Jennifer, go back to work.
Nobody go man pays the bar. Me.
Miss LaRue, I'm like a princess. You came here to kill Seb? I don't understand.
That is what makes you hurt in your feelings? Is that I didn't come here to kill you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he's like the least famous of all four of us.
Oh my God.
Why would you kill him? That pisses me off.
Because it's not a popularity contest. It's who I was sent here to kill, okay? Some of us do jobs.
Sent here? Are you an assassin?
Hold on. You're French?
Beef.
Beef.
Oh, Le Beauf. Always the slowest.
Beef, why are you trying to still hand her that ring? Beef, put the ring away. She's trying to kill Seb.
She looks like my mom.
Your mom was a pig.
She was. What's going on?
Beef, stop trying to give her the ring. Beef.
Oh, sweet and simple LaBeouf. You thought I came to be friends and lovers with you? Not at all. I came here for one reason. To put a poison dart in the neck of your bartender friend. I've used each and every one of you to get close enough to him to put a poisonous dart in his neck that is right now leaching enough poison into his bloodstream to kill him.
Help me.
Fortunately, I have the antidote. Unfortunately, I will not be sharing as soon as I squeal out this window.
Then why tell us?
Oh, just so you know, I always think it through in case the dart came to me or to one of you jabronis. I didn't want to waste my time killing you. So anyway, yeah, Le Organ LaRue brings the antidote. Yeah, vive la France!
You're fake, but you're going to keep all the stuff we said secret, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I may not read, but I am writing a killer tell-all as soon as I can squiggle out of this window.
We have to stop her!
Good thing that window's so small.
Does this mean that you don't like playing? Oh, is no. It shit or is it piss?
Oh my God, LaBeouf.
Okay, so Chalice is gonna try to make a move.
Let's roll for initiative. So, Ben, just because this is more fun, we'll say that the way that this poison now works is that it's like sleep paralysis. Like your eyes are open, but you can't move a single thing in your body. And you can kind of talk. You can talk. But we're going to have you roll a death saving throw then right now.
Cool.
And it's either if it's above 10, you pass it. And if it's below 10, you don't pass it. You three of those.
Natural 20.
Oh, that's good for two.
Yep.
So that means you only have one to go to gain a hit point back. But you could roll three bad ones in a row and also die for forever. And then we don't have a podcast anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Okay. Olivia. So in this turn, basically what Olivia's character can do is multi-attack and do four attacks at once.
Whoa.
With either a dagger or with range weapons.
That's awesome.
So, I'm a dwarf, babe.
Which one would you want to do?
Little crossbow.
Cool. So with like lightning speed, Lorgan loads a small crossbow and fires it out and then loads it again, fires it out, loads it again, fires it out, loads it again, fires it out in rapid succession. Let's have you roll four times. Chip, what does the 16 get you?
Nope.
For Aaron, does 14 hit your armor class?
No.
Okay. And then for Beef, does 16 hit your armor class?
Yes.
Okay. And then for Ben, does 16 hit your armor class?
Yeah.
Four arrows shoot from where Lorgan is like at. And meanwhile, she's trying to run to the door. Chip avoids one. Chalice goes like right over your shoulder. And then Beef gets you right in the flank. And then one shoots right in to Seb. And those do four damage.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I look at Lorgan and I say, Lorgan, if that's your real name. Is it your real name?
Oui.
Oui, okay. Okay, well, since it is, I'm going to freaking battle axe the heck out of you. And I battle axe the heck out of Lorgan.
What
and
do you...
And I did roll a one. I did botch.
Oh! Okay, now, the way we do it on this podcast is if you botch, roll one out of 100 to see just how severe this botch is and how bad it's going to be for you.
55.
So what you do is you swing so hard that you don't hit her, obviously, but there's so much momentum behind it that you just start spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And you spin around about four or five times. Luckily, you don't hit anything else. But once you finally come to a stop, you see her, she's still moving, you're still trying to chase her, and you've got the dizzies. You just look like a clown.
Cool. As I'm spinning, I'm yelling, don't tell my secrets!
And now it's Beef, right?
I still don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
You just got shot by an arrow.
Dude, I still don't believe it. Love hurts.
Beef, she's a phony.
Love hurts. This hurts.
Because you feel like Beef's still in love with Lorgan?
Yeah.
Well, you could just try to like stop her to talk to her.
Yeah.
You know, kind of grapple?
Yes.
Okay. Roll a d20. It's just going to be a strength check.
It's a 6.
Total?
Yeah, because my strength is -1.
Yeah. Well, no joke. Lorgan rolled a 7. So, I mean, you guys were really battling out for a second. And then Lorgan... So you, since it's so close, Beef, you get a second to kind of get some words in. What would you like to say?
Why did you ever love me?
Oh, LeBeouf. It's time that you learn this the owled way.
My name's Beef.
Translated, it's LeBeouf.
What are you saying to me?
You don't speak French. This will never work.
How do you know that?
Because you can't understand your own name. You simple, simple boy, raised by pigs, dancing at the walls, guessing between the difference between shit and piss.
You know what? You don't deserve me.
If okay, you don't- okay.
And then she tosses you to the side. And then, oh, I think it's Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't deserve me.
I want to do, maybe I'll do a firebolt. 18.
Yeah, that hits.
When she casts it, though, she goes, Miss LaRue, look at me! Because she still wants to try to impress her.
Yeah, Miss LaRue looks, and when she looks, there's a big fireball coming at her. Boom, envelops her, hits, and then it's 1d10. So that does 9 damage.
Ooh.
Damn.
So she's immediately bloodied, which means that more than half of her HP
nice
is gone. After the flame kind of disperses that just enveloped Lorgan, you see that she's now out of the office and in the main space, still making a break for the door. So she's about to get away, and she has that antidote, and it really doesn't look good for Seb. And speaking of Seb, let's hear from you. You can't really do much. You're going to make a saving throw. How you feeling?
Not feeling tip-top, you guys. I might need a glass of water. Just kind of call it a day.
All right, Seb, roll a d20.
No. 9.
Okay. 2 good ones, 1 bad one.
Is he going to die?
I might actually die.
Is it Lorgan after that?
Yeah. Okay, I'm still a little bit on fire. And so then I lug what is to me a tremendous crossbow. And I just blast it as close to the hearts of the people who have loved me as I possibly can.
Aww. Oh my goodness.
Hey!
Amping up the drama.
Slipping and sliding on my oily hair the whole way.
So, yeah, because Lorgan was kind of running wildly on the way out, some shots went amiss, but one of them connected with Beef right in the other flank.
Double flank.
And what is it, Chip now?
I worry she's going to get away, and I'm not concerned about killing her anymore, because if she gets away, my secrets are safe with her. So I'm just going to run up to her and try and sleight of hand the antidote away from her.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Cool. All right, roll for that.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Holy shit.
Oh,
I do classic sneaking over. I classic.
What's that song?
And that's Julia by the Beatles.
Oh my God.
and the frog and the mouse were singing that, by the way, while you were sneaking.
And Beef was dancing at the wall.
So, Lorgan, as you were reloading to shoot, like, for a fourth time, you don't notice until the deed's already been done, but Chip has the antidote.
I got the antidote. I got the antidote.
Help me.
1 second.
I don't have that.
And just because you said 1 second, Ben, you should roll a d20 just to see. Since more time has passed.
Just give it a second. Hold on.
I can see my granddad. 18.
So oh, nice. So you regain a hit point, but you're still completely immobilized in the other room.
See, you're fine.
Fine. You got the antidote. That's fine with me, okay? I've been looking to have a healthier work-life balance anyway. This job means so little to me. I'm concentrating on my pottery. So... doesn't even help my feelings you took the antidote. Whatever.
We can't trust a word you say because you're just a big fat phony.
Yeah, but would you say that the unicorn part was maybe the one thing today that you meant? Or
Jesus Christ, Chalice.
She remembered my name.
Oh my God.
You tattooed it on my arm.
Oh yeah, with the little paint. Memories.
Listen up. It means so little to me. You know, it was a stupid assignment in the first place, given by a even stupider assigner.
That good enough for
that's
me,
vague.
Information-wise.
No,
what?
That's
no.
Vague. Chalice, that was very vague.
Oh, sorry.
Chalice, do not settle, because wouldn't you like to know who came here to kill Seb? It wasn't me. I'm just a hired hand. He
good
means
enough
very
for me, guys.
Me.
Let's hit the
no, Chalice.
Why
Chalice.
Are you doing this?
I bet it might be interesting to find out who hired me to be the killer. Because who knows? Once someone hires, they will hire again. You're looking at another paid employee who will come to kill you. So it might be in your best interest to buy some answers from me. You know what I'm saying?
Seb, give us your tips from today.
Seb, give us all your tips.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, someone gave me a piece of advice on it, and it says, no, you're the VIP to me. This one says, the truth
I
are,
search his
we
pants. I search his. I search his paralyzed legs for
hey,
money.
Hey,
we're trying to figure out who freaking killed your ass, or tried to at least. Do I find anything?
Yeah, you find his tips. It's like, it was a really good amount. He was working his ass off. It's like 10 gold pieces.
Okay, I slip... 5 in my pocket.
Nice. That's a smart business.
And then I give 5 to Lorgan. I actually go, is this enough?
Oh, Five will do the job just right. Six, and I'll tell no secrets.
Oh, okay.
Oh, give her some money.
I throw the other five in there. No, desperately.
Okay, this is 10, actually. Not the great negotiators, you guys.
Okay, no secrets, but who sent you?
Let's just say whoever hired me asked me to turn you into ground meat on site and bake your buns on the premises.
And so
Jennifer.
Okay, I'm busted.
What?
No, I don't know what's happening. I had nothing to do with this.
What?
I don't know. I just felt like the attention was on me and that felt cool for a second.
It was.
I do know something about that, and that's like the slogan and kind of like the conceit of that bar across the street.
Thunder and lightning happened.
Yeah, thunder and lightning happens. You guys all race to the window and you look and you see, because thunder and lightning, it's raining, and through the fog, you see across the street, there are kind of the bizarro funhouse versions of yourselves who work at the bar across the street are watching you to see if their plan to assassinate Seb went as planned. And now you know who is trying to kill you is the bar across the street, better known as Fuddruckers.
Oh. What?
Fuddruckers.
What happened to Jimmy Pesto's?
And with that, Lorgan has found her opening to make her escape. And Lorgan, if you have any final words, feel free.
Goodbye, suckers. It's been a pleasure having each of you fall in love with me. May you find love in each other and wish... I should have written something down. Anyway, so good to meet you. Good luck with whatever it is you're looking for. If you need anything, I do know all your secrets, so you can just give me a... Actually, better not to reach out to me. Okay, bye!
Will you marry me?
Oh, she's so cool and so real.
Can someone bring me a glass of water?
Seb.
Oh, Seb.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. We were joined by our first ever guest, Olivia Nielsen. Isn't she just the best? Do yourself a favor and follow Olivia on TikTok at Olivia West Nielsen, and I swear you will never stop smiling. That is at Olivia West Nielsen, and Nielsen is spelled N-I-E-L-S-E-N. Okay. If you're wondering why I sound weird, it's because this weekend was my birthday and I was in New Orleans screaming at live music. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, I did the editing, and Aaron Keefe came up with the story concept for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. To stay up to date on the show, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at sitcomdnd, that is sitcom and the letters D&D. If you've enjoyed our first 6 episodes and you're hungry for more, you can head to our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd, or we will be releasing a bonus episode every week. Recently, we just hit our first stretch goal of over 200 patrons, and so we released a one-shot that Aaron GM'd set in the Grey's Anatomy universe, and it was a ton of fun. So thanks to everyone who's already become a audience member or a kitchen rat, and we are thrilled about that. And thank you guys so much. If you want to join the Patreon and listen to that and a bunch of other bonus content we've come out since the start, again, you can go to patreon.com/sitcomdnd. Awesome. If you can't help us financially, you can still help us out a ton by rating the show and subscribing wherever you get podcasts, or by recommending the show to a friend who likes weird shit. I think that's it for now. Until next week. And thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.